traditional approaches, and this more biological approach, is to take a real natural cell and to try and pull apart the different components. The other approach, and this is what I'm doing within synthetic biology, is to do the more bottom-up approach. Mm-hmm. And this means that we're taking kind of the different components of a cell, and we're trying to synthesize them in a lab and put them all together in order to create something that mimics the functions of a cell. So that's the overall motivation. In order to understand a cell, we want to try and see if we can build it ourselves in the lab. So I'm actually funded via the Max Planck Synthetic Biology Research Network, or MaxSynBio. And it's seven different Max Planck departments coming together in order to realize this vision of a minimal cell. And my specific goal is to make lipid vesicles to mimic the kind of the cell membrane, and to also create subcellular vesicles which mimic the different compartments that we see in eukaryotic cells. What we're looking at here is a kind of a section through a 3D environment, and it looks like these are ring-shaped structures, but they're actually spherical structures. So everything is in 3D. We can create these vesicles, which mimic the cell, using this self-assembling property of these lipids. So each individual lipid has a part that likes water and a part that doesn't like water. So it's a hydrophilic and hydrophobic part. And if you put these into water, they can self-assemble into these beautiful lipid structures or vesicle structures that we see here. So the idea is to start very basic and build up on this. So we can start by, the nice thing about this is we can change the composition of the lipids. And here we can even add a fluorescent dye to the lipids themselves. So that's why you see this red color here. This is the fluorescence we can see. So without that, it would be difficult to visualize them. We can control what we put inside the vesicles. We can control the amount of buffer that we have in there to try and get something that we have more in nature, so high salt content, for example. And also what we can do is we can encapsulate things inside these lipid vesicles as well in order to initiate reactions that we would normally only see in cells. Mm-hmm. One of the tools that we use in our lab is microfluidics. So these are basically very, very small microfluidic chips which have small channels, which you can think of as the equivalent would be like an electrical chip, which instead of having like a flow of electrons for the electric circuit, we can have flows of fluids. And so you've seen in the lab how we fabricate these small devices, and they have different designs inside them and different structures, which are, their specific task is to capture these small vesicles and position them where we want with inside these devices. I think what would be great to come out of class would be to somehow start a conversation between the public and the researchers doing this, so that we can, A, they can see what's going on, mm-hmm. and B, we can see how we are perceived from the outside. Having the artists come in and you know, work with us and perhaps successfully push the research forward, as well as at the same time being inspired to create some art at the same point, would be like a kind of bridge between us and the public. I said I would be happy if it brings some more public understanding of what we're doing, but also very selfishly from my point of view, I would like there to be some new science coming out of it. Originally, I'm a physicist, and being in a more biological topic now, then I often have a different approach to tackling a problem than a biologist would have. So you could imagine that an artist might also have a completely different way of thinking about a particular scientific problem. Having different institutes come together, not only here, our two institutes, so the Plants Institute and our institute, but having the University of Groningen as well, and having this kind of conference, this symposium, where the art is going to be exhibited.
Yeah, act as a middle point somehow.
Exactly. Then that could also, there could be some nice science coming out of this. But when you first approached me with this idea, I just imagined, an artist who was a painter coming in and painting what we do, right? Mm-hmm. But the more and more I got into it, I realized it's much more than that. And potentially there could be people from many different backgrounds. So it could be someone who's a sound artist, for example, or an architect, or I mean, it could be a someone who paints as well.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I mean, the possibilities are really endless. The diet, like talking about it, often brings up a solution spontaneously that you didn't know that you thought of before. And from their point of view, they might also come up with some crazy idea that you'd never thought of before, because, you know, we do our own research, we have our own scientific method for doing one particular thing, but sometimes you need to go a different route. Just by talking to them and not necessarily being scientific, they could also bring a fresh perspective. So, I mean, I personally don't have any concerns. I mean, coming from within a synthetic biology environment, I see there's no ethical issues. But that's easy for me to say, because I'm doing part of the work, and I can talk directly on the same level as many of the researchers.